From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Another cold day is ahead for the eastern United States, but warmer weather is expected to begin moving in tomorrow. The National Weather Service's Mike Eckert.
Warm air will begin to march eastward, and we could see temperatures pushing up into the 40s over quite a large part of the eastern U.S., except for the Great Lakes and Northern Plains, where temperatures will stay in the 30s.
The cold snap has been hard on Florida's fruit and vegetable growers. It's not clear yet how much crop damage there's been, but one farmer says his losses amount to about $750,000. Labor leaders are taking on the administration over using a tax on high-end health care plans to pay for the health care overhaul. President Obama and union leaders met for about 2 hours yesterday. Labor leaders fear the tax will hurt union members. Speaking at the National Press Club, AFL-CIO leader Richard Trumka delivered a broadside.
This is a policy designed to benefit elites. In this case, insurers, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies.
The tax on so-called Cadillac plans is in the Senate's version of the health care measure. Congressional Democrats are seeking agreement with the House on a final plan. Former Major League Baseball star Mark McGwire is acknowledging that he used steroids during his career. The announcement comes as McGwire prepares to take a new job as hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. From St. Louis Public Radio, Adam Allington reports.
In a statement to the Associated Press, McGwire admitted to using steroids for about a decade, including 1998, the year he broke Roger Maris' single-season home run record. In an interview for the Major League Baseball Network, McGwire said steroids were just a ubiquitous part of the game in the 1990s.
The gyms that you work out, you know, back in the day, that was it. It was readily available. The guys at gyms talked about it.
Speaking before a congressional committee in 2005 about steroid use in the major leagues, McGwire infamously said that he was, quote, not there to talk about the past, end quote. Cardinals manager Tony La Russa, who was McGwire's manager for most of the slugger's career, said that he does not feel duped by McGwire's admission, and he does not think it will affect him in his new role as the Cardinals' hitting coach. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
Iran is blaming the U.S. and Israel for the killing of a Tehran University nuclear scientist. The government says an armed Iranian opposition group under the direction of the U.S. and Israel killed Masoud Ali Mohammadi today. He died in the blast of a remote-controlled bomb that went off outside his home. The United States and five other countries are expected to meet this weekend to discuss what to do about Iran's nuclear program. The meeting is tentatively set for New York on Saturday. Diplomats are trying to persuade Tehran to give up uranium enrichment and abide by UN Security Council resolutions meant to diminish fears that Iran is seeking to make nuclear arms. You're listening to NPR News. In Nigeria, officials say militants have kidnapped four foreign oil services workers. A police spokesman says three of them are from Britain and the fourth is from Colombia. She says they are contractors with a Dutch company working for the Nigerian subsidiary of Royal Dutch Shell. She says no militant group has claimed responsibility yet. Protesters, meanwhile, have taken to the streets of Nigeria's capital today. The rally stems from the long absence of the country's president, who was hospitalized for more than 7 weeks. Weeks ago in Saudi Arabia for a heart condition. The protesters are angry that he hasn't handed over power. Local media reports suggest that his condition has worsened, but in an interview with the BBC today, he said he hopes to return soon. A federal advisory panel says the government should tighten security reviews of scientists who do research on deadly pathogens. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Bush administration appointed the panel after the FBI concluded that an Army scientist named Bruce Ivins perpetrated the anthrax mailings of 2001. Ivins committed suicide in 2008 before he could be charged. The Working Group on Strengthening Biosecurity notes that Ivins was troubled for more than 6 years before his access to a high-security Army lab was revoked in 2007. The panel says scientists who work with deadly pathogens should undergo security clearance every 3 years instead of every five, the current standard, and that assessment should include physical and mental health screening. The recommendations now go to the Obama administration for action. Some worry that onerous security clearances may discourage scientists from doing high-security research. Richard Knox, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.